Once upon a time, in sunny Spain, there was a little bull, and his name was Ferdinand.
Ferdinand. Millions of people have read Munro Leaf's The Story of Ferdinand, first published in 1936. 2 years later, Disney turned it into an Oscar-winning short film.
All the other little bulls he lived with would run and jump and butt their heads together, but not Ferdinand.
Now, the peaceful little bull who prefers sniffing flowers to bullfighting is getting an update from 20th Century Fox. And that bull has been on quite a journey to get here, as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
John Cena, the actor who voices Ferdinand in the new movie, recently read the original story to hundreds of D.C. public school kids at the Library of Congress. On a table next to him were two early editions of the book from the library's collection, one from 1938, the other from 1936.
We're going to look at the 1936 edition, but not touch it. It was very, very delicate and very important, and the people from the Library of Congress were very thorough in saying, like, hey, don't touch the first book.
Precious Ferdinand. Even when he grows to be bigger than all the other bulls, he still doesn't want to fight. He just wants to sit under the cork tree and smell flowers. But when he sits on a bumblebee, he goes berserk, puffing and kicking. The matadors watching are ecstatic.
And they all shouted with joy. Here was the largest and fiercest bull of all. Just the one bull for the fights in Madrid.
The Story of Ferdinand is one of Time magazine's 100 best children's books of all time. At one point in the late 1930s, it was outselling Gone with the Wind. Pretty astonishing for something that was written in less than an hour.
The Depression was nearly over. We were very poor.
NPR interviewed Munro Leaf's widow, Margaret, in 1986, 10 years after her husband's death. One Sunday afternoon, she was reading a manuscript for a publisher to make some extra money.
And I was going to get $25 for reading it. So it was very important. And he kept bothering me, trying to interrupt me. So I finally said to him, get lost. Go and amuse yourself. Do something. But now about 35 to 40 minutes later, he said, listen to this. And he read me Ferdinand. There it was in pencil on six sheets of yellow legal pad.
Leaf gave the story to his friend, illustrator Robert Lawson, who brought the story to life with detailed, whimsical pen and ink drawings. The book took off.
They had a parade into the bull ring.
There was the Disney short, Ferdinand merchandise, a balloon at the annual Macy's Thanksgiving parade, songs.
Ferdinand, Ferdinand, the bull with the delicate eagle.
There were author interviews.
Good morning to all of you people waiting to meet Munro Leaf.
In 1948, Leaf talked to the Chicago radio show The Hobby Horse Presents. Children on the show asked him what books he read when he was 10 and a half.
Oh, gee, I read everything I could get my hands on, really. A couple of them I know that I read about that time that stand out as vividly today, and that's Treasure Island was one.
That's a
and The Wizard of Oz, to me, was one of the nicest books I ever found.
But there were also people who saw Ferdinand's refusal to fight as a subversive political message.
He wouldn't fight and be fierce no matter what they did. He just sat and smelled. The bandoleros were mad and the picadores were madder, and the matador was so mad that he cried.
The book's popularity coincided with the Spanish Civil War. In 1937, Leaf told an audience he received letters complaining that Ferdinand was red propaganda, others that it was fascist propaganda. A woman's club said it was an unworthy satire of the peace movement. It was banned in Spain. Hitler burned it. Margaret Leaf told NPR, Munro wasn't trying to be political, nor was he a pacifist.
No, he wasn't a pacifist, but he was a peaceful man.
I think Ferdinand is this misjudged character.
Director Carlos Saldana is the latest to interpret Ferdinand with a major movie release from 20th Century Fox.
You look at me and think big. You think scary. You think, well, at least he's not in the china shop.
Oh, no.
There's no bull in a china shop in the original Ferdinand. Monroe Leaf's story is only about 800 words, so Saldana had to do some fleshing out. He first asked the Leaf family's permission.
I told them, one thing that I would love to do, I would love to stay true to the essence of the book, but I need to departure from the book in order to create a movie-length story.
Saldana created new characters, like a goat who lives in Ferdinand's stall. He gave voices to the other bulls in Monroe Leaf's story. When they're young, they make fun of Ferdinand's refusal to butt heads. Then Ferdinand outgrows them.
Woo! Little Ferdinand, you've had a growth spurt.
Suddenly, I regret every time I called you weirdo.
Don't sweat it, Bones. We're good.
He is trying to show them a different side of life, a different understanding of life. And for him, like, you don't really need to fight to be a fighter.
For the voice of Ferdinand, Saldana picked someone who fights for a living, a 6'1", 251-pound wrestler with the WWE.
And Cena drives Randy Orton back first!
The voice is John Cena. He almost represents visually Ferdinand, like he's so big and massive, and people interpret him as like this massive guy that's, you know, pick fights and all this stuff, but actually he's not at all, like, and he's super gentle.
Cena confirmed that he's misjudged for his size. He says it's a universal feeling.
There isn't a human walking the earth that can't say, like, no, everybody gets me all the time. That's why I think another reason why the book is timeless. We're all misunderstood.
Monroe Leaf died in 1976. He wrote other books, but none that had the global success of Ferdinand. His son, Andy Leaf, says his father was amused by all of the different interpretations.
Did he ever tell you what Ferdinand meant to him?
No.
The story?
Nope. He was very smart that way. He just let people interpret it as they wished.
In the end, Ferdinand stays true to himself.
And for all I know, he is sitting there still, under his favorite cork tree, smelling the flowers just quietly. And he is very happy.
Ferdinand, the movie version, comes out later this week. The book will likely be around forever. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.